It was just a lack of execution. I believe we had 12 plays in the first half, and that's the 11 guys out on the field's fault. Poor execution on third down. We can't afford to do that, and it's just a classic example of us shooting ourselves in the foot, and that was a disjustice to our defense because we left them out on the field the whole time. We got to find a way to keep drives alive early on and just execute on a consistent basis. The plays, they're there to be made. I mean, we just have to make them. You have to focus on it every game. And it's always, you got to have singular focus and focus on the play that's called right then and right there. You can't worry about the play that just happened, plays before that, the drive before that, or the next play. You got to focus on each and every play in order to execute, because if one guy's not focused on his job, the play's not going to be successful. We're anxious to get back out there. I know the guys in that locker room go play a game right now because we're sick and tired of feeling this way. We have too many good people in that locker room and in this building to have such a poor record. Yeah, he did a good job, and we need that out of him week in and week out. And I know I'm glad, and this team's glad that he's healthy and he's ready to go.
The deep ball to Blackman, what happened there?
That was just a terrible throw, terrible decision. Tried to get a big play, but that's inexcusable. I got to trust my progression and find the open guy. Pretty simple.
Would you like for him to go up and maybe do a better job of knocking that thing down?
Hindsight's always 20-20. It's a one-on-one matchup, and they got good players too, so there's a 50-50 chance when the ball is in the air. But it's my job as a quarterback not to throw that post. I can't do that because we had a great drive going there. We were in the plus territory and turned the ball over.
You threw the right pass. He was in the wrong spot.
No, it was a terrible throw.
So it was supposed to be inside or outside? No,
I shouldn't have thrown it. First off.
Blaine, Mike said that you guys did make some adjustments at halftime, and particularly those in the no huddle.
Mm-hmm. We just got in a rhythm. We kept drives alive, converted third downs, and that's what we have to do on a consistent basis. We didn't do that in the first half, and we had 12 plays. I mean, come on, that's pathetic for an offense to have 12 plays in the first half, 0-for-4 on third downs. And when we came out in the second half, we knew we had a job to do, and we just got to have that same mindset going into games. And trust me, we do. We got to make plays when we're there. We can't afford to, like I said, shoot ourselves in the foot, or else it's going to be a poor showing like that. Well, the no huddle is designed for the quarterback to see the coverage, see the fronts, and really just get the offense in the best play possible, run or pass. And we kind of had them on their heels for a little bit. We were just driving. We had a little momentum there. We were confident in what we were doing, and that just needs to be our entire mindset the whole game.
There were fewer drop passes than last week. Still probably too many for the team's.
Yeah, it's back to the singular focus thing. We got to focus on each play every time. And we can't worry about if something happened before or after. We just got to have 100% focus when the ball is in the air. And that goes for everybody. It goes for me, the running backs, the offensive line, the wide receivers, the defense. We got to focus on each and every play. You can't let that thought slip into your head. That's a negative thought, and all that can do is hurt you and hurt the football team. Yeah, you just talking. They have a different point of view on the sideline, so it's great when you have people on the sideline that are there to help you out, listening to things, seeing coverage versus certain formations down in distances, because that all changes during a game. You can have a game plan and a scouting report, but until you're really out there, that's when you really find their tendencies. And I know Maurice and the quarterbacks on the sideline helped me out on every play.
One more. We're already halfway through this season. What are you looking for mostly, given one or two things that you're looking for in the second half?
We got to turn this around. I know Coach Mike said previously, we're one play away from being 0-8 on the year, and we're a couple plays away from being a totally different story. So we just got to find a way to make these plays when they present themselves.